Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, commercial jingles that you wish you didn't have to hear me sing. I'm Adam Grow, host of Cash Cab Canada. I'm also a stand-up comedian. And I've been in lots of TV commercials. My first ever was a Budweiser Super Bowl ad in 1997. I was a nerdy team trainer trying to put on some shoulder pads that ended up dropping to my ankles. You can find me on AdamGrowQuizShow.com. This is my daily trivia podcast of The Adam Grow Quiz Show. Stay tuned for details on how you can be a contestant on stage at my live show. According to advertising lore, this idea originally came to ad exec Bill Backer, who was delayed at an airport in Ireland and noticed that annoyed travelers were eventually talking and joking while drinking a particular soft drink or soda pop that his ad agency just happened to represent. He wrote down a single line of copy or text on a napkin at the airport that he shared later with songwriters Roger Cook and Roger Greenaway. Cook and Greenaway, in the meantime, had already wrote a tune that was recorded by Susan Shirley called True Love and Apple Pie and released in 1971. So they reworked the song to include this line of copy or text for his client's product and prepared to make a commercial. They had originally sought a popular folk group to sing the song, but this group was not available. So they assembled a multicultural group of young people to sing the song on a hill outside of Rome, Italy. The song from the ad became so popular that a handful of these people in the commercial went on to form an actual group, record a commercial version of the song without the product mention, and make it to the pop charts. This convinced the original band that had been approached and not available to record their own version of the song, which went even higher on the charts, selling more than 12 million copies. All I can say is, you know how many things I have written down on napkins or backs of envelopes? There has got to be a hit song in there somewhere. The 1971 hit song by the New Seekers, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing in Perfect Harmony, was originally a commercial jingle that included what iconic line? Was it A, Coca-Cola's I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke? B, Verizon's Tommy, Can You Hear Me Now? C, Wendy's When I Find Myself in Times of Trouble, Mother Mary Comes to Me, Speaking Words of Wisdom, Where's the Beef? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Where's the... Okay. Or D, Hasbro's There's a Lady Who's Sure All That Glitters Is Gold And She's Buying an Easy Bake Oven. In the Coca-Cola commercial, I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke was performed by the Hillside Singers. Susan Shirley's True Love and Apple Pie is also up on YouTube for your listening pleasure. Play the Adam Grow Quiz Show online anytime at AdamGrowQuizShow.com, where you won't hear me sing, at least not very often. You can also check for dates for the live version of my show, which features stand-up comedy and your chance to win cash out of my pocket as a contestant on stage. If you want to be a contestant at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto on June 8th, submit a video response to one of my games posted on my YouTube channel or fill out my survey by clicking Win Cash Live on Stage at my website. Thanks for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show. Thanks for playing my show.